Welcome to Go and Witness Podcast. I am your sister in Christ, Minister Miranda, and it is a blessing to have you on. Welcome to the place where your faith gets a boost. God is good. We can always think of something to be grateful for. It's a beautiful day, and we just want to thank God for this day that he has given us. God, you have been so good to us. Thank you for the air in our lungs, the activity of our limbs. Lord God, thank you for just new grace, new mercies. Lord God, another chance to get whatever we need to get right, and another day just to live on your earth, God. We just thank you for all blessings. Listen, put some encouragement down in the chat for somebody else, because you never know what people are going through, and this is the place also that I want people to feel encouraged. Today, I have a special guest, and I had to pull rank today to be able to get this guest on this very special day. I would like to introduce Isaac J. Music.
What's going on, great people? Hey, that music, while I was in the back on that countdown, I made a whole song out of it already.
I believe it. You know we do that. It's nothing.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's small. No, for real. What's going on? What's going on, sis?
Isn't God good, man?
He's amazing. So grateful to be here on this 37th birthday of mine. Yeah, 37 years I've been on this earth, and it has been amazing. God has taught me a lot of things. He has groomed me and growed, a lot of things in my life. And I'm just blessed. I'm blessed to be here.
It is a blessing to see 37. I can finally say that my little brother is grown.
Man, listen.
He is number four of my siblings, number four.
And the knee baby.
The knee baby. Used to get everybody in trouble. But we ain't going to even get into that today.
Well, we ain't going into all that. You know, that's neither here nor there. I don't even think it's true, but we're gonna let it ride.
But I am so proud of you, bro. God has brought you so far. Like, you have real testimonies, real things that God has done. And what better day to give God praise than your special born day, like the day that you were created? How you feeling?
I am feeling great. Just to be here another day is a blessing in itself. I'm so grateful for the little things. As you get older, you realize that it's gratefulness that carries you, that keeps you. And you know, people take it for granted. People look for other things, but just to be here alive is enough for me to let me know that God still has me here for a solid purpose that he's designed me for. And I'm just glad to be here for real, sis. Like, honestly.
That's a blessing, man. The older that I get, it's not so much about the birthday parties. It's not so much about the gifts. I like them now. Don't get me wrong. I like all that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not much about that. I really wake up full of gratefulness, just really, really like thanking God just to still be here. Because as you live, you learn and you grow. Life is a precious gift. And every day that we are here is a blessing, you know.
That's right.
So can you share something that resonates with you today as you think about your 37 years?
Something that resonates with me today is never leave God, because he's always by our side. I've been in so many situations where, you know, we could have dropped it. We could have dropped it all. We could have threw in a towel. And there was so many things around us that could have made us give up. But just holding on to God alone, man, he has come through in so many ways that I can't even imagine, blowing our mind. So I'm grateful. That's one thing that resonates with me, is as long as you got God, like a song I wrote in the pandemic, all things hold together.
Yeah. Amen. Tell me one thing that you feel like, how have you grown, like, as a man in the last 10 years?
Ooh, last 10 years is full of growth, because God, you know, he takes us through a lot of things, a lot of tests, And it's not to break us, it's actually groom us into our purpose. Because learning that you have to be uncomfortable in order to be in a place of comfort for God to be able to use you. So in these 10 years, it has groomed me, matured me in so many ways, allowing me to be able to embrace things now with thankfulness, with gratefulness, and be able to manage it well. Because in our younger days, we want so many things to happen. We want so many good things to happen in our life, and then we don't be ready for it. If he would have gave it to me then, I wouldn't have been able to embrace it now.
It makes me think about let patience do her perfect work. We have to be patient. We be thinking we ready for stuff, but God knows when we are ready. And I tell people this all the time. He don't bless us with stuff until we're ready for it. And so
Absolutely.
when we're praying and praying and praying for something and it has not come yet, ask yourself, am I ready for it? You know, a lot of times he hold things up because we're not ready for it. He don't want us to mess the blessing up. You know, some things that I have now, some things that I'm doing now, I was not ready for it back in the day. You know, not ready to appreciate it, not ready to handle it the way that he would have us to. We can really, really bless people. God is just good. In your journey, what has been an instrumental thing and your go-to in tough times? Like, how did you persevere? How did you get through those times?
Well, the very first thing that helped me was relationship with God, because without that relationship, I wouldn't be humanly possible to be able to have gone through what we had to deal with. So it was by the grace of God, and then God allowed me to have so many amazing mentors that held me accountable, that kept me grounded. You being one of them, my sister. Keeping you grounded, and that's the most important thing. What's your community looking like? Can they pray for you?
True.
Can they cover
True.
you? Can they
All
be
that.
around you and be able to pray with you and keep you encouraged through those situations? So I'm just grateful that God allowed me to have a covering to be able to keep me grounded and keep me keep me going in my journey.
Man, you just said a word right there, like community, man, who you're connected to can also deter you from your destination. It can alter your travel, your journey, you
Absolutely.
know, and I try to teach that to my kids. It matter who you hang with. Growing up, I always want to know
Absolutely.
who your friends is, who their parents is, all that, because whoever you're connected to, you either gonna pull them or they gonna pull you. And so you
Absolutely.
want to be, like they say, iron sharpens iron. You want to be around people that can help you get to where you're trying to go, like-minded. And when you set out on the journey to walk with the Lord, you need some like-minded people around you because the enemy already be at you. He already gonna
Absolutely.
try to get you off track. You know what I'm saying? He already gonna try to make you retract that promise that you made to God. Hey, I'm gonna walk with you. Hey, I got something over here for you. So if you got a strong community support system, like-minded people that's also living for God to help keep you grounded in them tough times, that'll take you a long way. That was good.
Absolutely.
I think about prayer being very instrumental for me, talking to God constantly. Like, you can't know a person until you talk to them enough. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we don't know God as well as we think we do because we don't even talk to him that much. I be talking this,
Oh yeah,
because
look,
I
I know
realize
I talk
that.
God, y'all.
You have to, because I realize that his decisions, his choices, his plan is way better than mine. Way better than mine. And he can see further than we can.
That's a fact.
Now, could you see yourself where you are now, 10 years back? Did you see all of what God has blessed you with and where you are today? Did you see this?
So, to be honest with you, as a kid, I've always been this creative-minded kid that always thought outside the box. And one thing my grandmother Annabelle used to always tell me, with our gifts, that we will one day, be on red carpets and win Grammys and all of that. And I believed it, as a kid. In spite of the situations that we dealt with, we had love, we had support and encouragement. And like I said, that goes back to your community. Our grandmother was a real, Christian woman. She was a real individual who loved God, and she poured into the people with the word of God. So it always stuck with me that I would have something, that something big would happen. But I just think that God allowed it to happen in the proper time. Could I have been able to embrace it then? Absolutely not, because back at that time I was Isaac the singer, and I was totally all in flesh.
Especially not in your tall tea days.
No, not in my talkie day, the 99 2000s. Oh no, not in those days. I wasn't mature enough to handle everything that God has threw my way now. So no, I think God loves us enough to hold what He wants us to keep and not lose. So I think that, he waited until it was time, until I was groomed enough, until I was mature enough to be able to handle it with integrity.
What's one word of advice that you would give somebody who is ambitious, that's really wanting God to do something for them right now, and they're kind of getting weary and they're waiting? What word of encouragement would you give that person?
In the waiting, keep going. Whatever God tells you, that's going to happen is going to happen. We can't lose sight of what He says, because His timing is perfect. We just have to trust and faith. And faith without works is dead. Continue to
True.
activate, your faith with your action. The things that you want done, manifest it. Speak it into the atmosphere all day, along with the word of God. Our power, like it's power in our tongue. People don't understand what you say is your reality. So speak it into existence, talk to God, and be firm on your belief that what God says will come to pass. And I promise you, it will. We always try to be in control of everything. We want the timing to be exactly how we want it. But the timing that you may have wanted it to be in may not be the timing God wants you to have that very thing that you need. So I just say continue to trust in God, continue to hold strong to His faith and His word, and know that it's going to happen, and it will.
I agree. I agree. You got to trust God. And I repeat, you cannot waver in your faith. You
Absolutely not.
cannot waver in your faith, because your faith is indeed going to be tested. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. Your faith is going to be tested, because as soon as God tells you something, I promise you, it's going to start looking the complete opposite of what He said. That's a test
Absolutely.
right there. He testing you to see if, even though it's looking opposite of what I told you and it's looking crazy, do you still believe what I told you? Do you still believe that it's gonna happen? And he tests us.
Quick story, that you said, that quick story. So years ago, we was in a solid test. So the Lord had told us that, we would have property, and we were working towards it and doing everything that we were supposed to get property at the time. And at that particular time, we had lost everything. We had got evicted out of our apartment abruptly, pretty fast, where we didn't have time to even come up with a plan B to figure out where we were going. And everything was happening at that time that could have made us give up. We didn't have a place to stay. Cars were being repoed. Having to find ways for our kids to go to school. We dealt with a really hard time that could have just made us throw in the towel. But we still believed in faith that God was going to do what he said. We continued to pray and stay true to everything that God had, had said for us. And we just stayed grounded in the word in spite of everything, because it was bad. I was like, man, just lost the job, just lost our apartment. My daughters just saw me, lose my car. Like, I can't take them to school. Like, we literally, it's funny now because we were literally walking outside to get ready for school for them. And one of my twins, Zoe, she was like, "Daddy, where your car?" And I'm like, "It was right there." And it was told. But all of those moments showed me that God is the ultimate provider. And when you trust in him, he will show himself to be mighty and strong in every situation. And he turned that whole situation completely around, and found us a house with no hesitation, man. The people were Christian people who had gave us the house at the time, and God moved in a mighty way. And it was the house that my wife wanted at that particular time. And it was his timing that came through clutch for us. So we got many testimonies that shows, our trust in him. So you just have to trust him. So yeah, at that time we had literally lost everything. We had lost our apartment, we had lost our cars, and everything seemed to go downhill from there. And you would think in those moments, that would be a moment where we gave up, because we had to split. We had to split up, which was very difficult, where Jazz and the kids went one place and I had to go another place, because when we got evicted, they didn't give us any time to figure out what we were going to do. And that was a really hard time for us. But we never wavered in our faith. We never wavered in trusting in his word. We continuously prayed. We continued to trust in him, and I was still putting in, applications as far as the homes that we were looking for. And I was like, God, you're gonna do it anyway. But I was still doing stuff as usual, making videos with Pastor Jenkins with no place to stay. I was just making everything work as if God had already did it, until we had got a phone call the very same day. When we were putting in information on the home, and it was a Christian family who owned this particular home, and they told us that it was something about our spirit that drew them to us, and we didn't have to do anything extra. They wanted to give us the house. And literally, since that particular day, they gave us the key. We walked in, we prayed over it, and we knew that was
Man.
the place that God had for us. So I said that to say, you just continuously have to trust in him, because his
Yes.
word is true. His word don't lie. And when you put your trust in him, it don't matter what's going on. The devil can throw anything in your face. God will come through when he's supposed to.
Yes. And you better say that because he will take you from I won't complain to I can't even count them all.
Everybody say bless, bless, bless.
Nobody can do it like the Lord. You hear me? Because what people have to understand is we have to have them valley moments in our life. We have to be low. We have to go through things for him to even have the opportunity to show us that he is God. So anybody who is going through a valley moment right now in a low place, this is his opportunity. He wants to show you that he can pull you out. He wants to show you that his word is true, that
That's
you can
right.
still have what he said you can have. And we just have to hold on to our faith when it started looking cloudy. We have to know that he's still there. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
saying? We have to know that he's still there. That's a beautiful testimony because I got so many things out of it. One thing that I got out of it is even in the midst of why you were going through that, and everybody didn't know you was going through that. Of course, I'm your sister. I knew, but most people didn't know that you were going through that. But while you were going through that, you were still blessing people with them Pastor Jenkins videos and still serving at church and still doing your thing for the Lord. And that's when it really counts. For most people, it's easy to do things when everything good. You know what I'm saying? But when you start going through stuff, that's when you really gonna be tested. Can you still be faithful then?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Are you still gonna be a witness for him then, while you Absolutely. Are waiting on him to move on your behalf? Because even when we go through stuff, we got some victories in the rear view that he done already did. And you can't let your current situation make you forget what he's already right. done. You know That's what I'm saying? True.
Yeah.
And we have to remind ourselves, you know, how good he is and that he will bring you out. That was That's a blessed right. testimony. I appreciate you sharing that. Can you share with the people anything that Isaac J. Music or Isaac Jones or Pastor Jenkins or whoever got coming? What you got?
Man, to look listen, out we got so many things going on. So first and foremost, if your kids haven't tapped into the amazing Hip Hop Boobly Show that we have everywhere, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, every platform that your kids watch, Hip Hop Boobly Show is there. So make sure y'all tune in, subscribe to our YouTube channel, subscribe to our TikTok, and let's give these kids education and let them have fun with music, because Hip Hop Boobly is a educational show where we teach curriculums from school and life lessons through hip hop music. And I am the musical director of that. So I am so grateful for that opportunity. And God has blessed us with that amazing show. We got considered for a Grammy last year, which was really big and a blessing to us. And we just Zacardi Cortez just released a song featuring the Hip Hop Boobly Kids, the Hip Hop Boobly Show. So make sure y'all go get that song. I Can Be Anything. It's out on all digital platforms right now. Zacardi Cortez featuring him, the Hip Hop Boobly Show. Make sure y'all do that. Pastor Jenkins got really big things happening this year. So stay tuned. I'm working on a big comedy show that you all can come to and be entertained. It's going to be amazing. Isaac J. Music, I'm working on some more music as always, so be looking out for that. I got a whole bunch of stuff that's happening this year. We got a new show coming, I can't really speak on it right now, that we are about to release really soon. We got some episodes, some new episodes featuring a lot of big people that will be very inspiring and uplifting to our kids. Just so many things we got in the works. God has been good, y'all. Yes. I'm just blessed to be here.
Thank you for giving us the exclusive announcements, and thank you for taking out time on your very, very special day. I hope you celebrate real big. You know, I'll be seeing you. Absolutely. And thank you for everything that you shared with the people. Any last words?
Continue to trust God. Put him first. And know that in any situation, all things hold together if you just stay in him. So do just that, and God gonna handle the rest.
Amen. Amen. And we have enjoyed having you on today. And thank you for all those that watched and tuned in. If you haven't liked, shared, or subscribed yet, do that right now. If right you are now. A witness for him, join this family of witnesses, because we're trying to let the whole world know that God is good. All right.
Absolutely. All the time.
All right. So until next time, until the next episode of Go and Witness Podcast, go out and witness and tell somebody how Do good God is. See you next time. Bye.
Peace.